Shalom, Rabbi Galperi.
How are you, Ilan?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Baruch Hashem. Thank God.
So, Parashat Devarim.
Parashat Devarim, we start the new
Chumash.
Book.
Yeah.
New Chumash, book number 5, Deuteronomy, which is, as we were talking before we went on air, that the Deuteronomy Devarim is always read before Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
Which is the ninth day of Av, which comes out this weekend, Saturday night, right after Shabbat ends. Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, starts till Sunday evening. Which Tisha B'Av is the period, we have, you know, the period of 9 days leading up to the Tisha B'Av, our national day of mourning, where we remember the destruction of both our temples.
Yeah.
And that we pray for Jerusalem to be restored to her former glory. Now, one of the things which we can learn and we can see from Tisha B'Av is that, you know, if we look at what is the biggest miracle of our generation? You know, we can talk about a lot of different miracles, you know, the fall of communism and so on and so forth, but probably the biggest miracle that for us as Jews will be the greatest miracle, I would say, must be that probably after the Holocaust, the Jewish people picked themselves up and rebuilt Jewish life and Jewish communities. There is nothing more extraordinary than that the Jews who were singled out for extermination because of their faith should nonetheless want to embrace that same faith and still be Jewish. Now, if we look in Eicha, which is the Book of Lamentations, which we read on Tisha B'Av,
There
is a verse that reads like this: God's kindness surely has not ended, nor are his mercies exhausted. Now, Rashi, who is the preeminent commentator on the Bible and Torah, as well as a lot of other holy writings, offers an alternative interpretation. And he says that it is by God's kindness that we have not come to an end. In the words of the Medrash, he says he spent his wrath on the wood and stones of the temple structure. His house was destroyed, but his people survived. So I think it's probably one of the most important and appropriate time to reflect on Jewish survival, because in the face of all the great ancient civilizations and empires, you know, Egypt, Babylon, Greece, so on and so forth, what is the unique secret of Jewish survival? You know, we had the destructions of the temples. We have, notwithstanding the Holocaust, that have been through us and has had an effect on us through the ages. How do we survive?
Yeah.
How do we survive? And most importantly, is not how do we survive, how will we survive? And of course, the simple answer is that God will never allow us to disappear. We live by the ongoing miracle of divine intervention. But let's take a quick tour, quickly if we can, just of history to see and put our finger on it, the most important ingredient of our unbelievable spirit that we have. Now, some people might say it is our national homeland that has been the one key element in our continuity. And indeed, obviously Israel is our eternal homeland, and we pray every day for the return of Zion. We pray 3 times a day for that. It is central to everything we believe in. It's our heart and soul. It unites us wherever we are and wherever we have been. It's in our dreams and our hopes and so on. But while we will never relinquish our eternal claim to it, the reality is that we have been away from our homeland longer than we've been in it. The fact of the matter is that there are more Jews scattered around the world than there are in Israel. So as uncompromisingly committed as we are to our homeland today, and as critical as it is to our, obviously our global stature and security, geography could not have been the main factor in our survival throughout history. Because we weren't always, you know, even in the times before the holy temples and so on and so forth, we were always gathered around in galut, in exile. So maybe we could say maybe it's our common language, because Hebrew is our national language, and it is still the language of our prayer book. But there are people who not necessarily can read Hebrew. You know, and certainly the vast majority of Jews today do not speak Hebrew. So maybe it's not necessary. You know, there's been also other languages, Yiddish and so on and so forth. Maybe let's look, what about culture? You know, there's different cultures in Judaism. You have Ashkenazic and Sephardic. You know, have you ever tried offering a Sephardic Jew gefilte fish? Or he doesn't necessarily know what a gefilte fish is. Or an Ashkenazi Jew some couscous. It's a different culture. So food and music, for example, are cornerstones of any culture. And both are going to vary whether you're coming from the East or the West. And so we, honestly, if you think about it, we actually do not have one common culture. We have adopted many, you know, styles of foods, music, dress from our different ways where we come from, the East to the West, you know, if we're Sephardic or Ashkenazic. So I think the one and only feature absolutely common to all our people at all times, which is uniquely unifying and goes beyond anything, beyond borders and so on and so forth, has obviously been the Torah. Whether in Israel or Babylon or in America or in Sydney or wherever it may be, the Jewish way of life has enriched in our holy Torah and its commandments has been the single most important element in keeping the Jewish spirit alive. Now, it's not some vague, you know, sentimental sense of the Yiddish type, you know, Judaism, but it clearly defines a value system for us that is being transmitted faithfully from generation to generation. The Torah has never changed. And that is our backbone of everything that we have. And the clearest proof to this is the fact that where there has been an abandonment of the tradition of Torah, things don't go as good for the Jews.
Yeah.
The pockets of Jews in those cities and countries have simply not survived. So of course, God is obviously the ultimate make of Jewish survival, but there's no magic at work here. God has given us the secret. We hold His key in our hands. You know, if you think about it, just being Jewish by birth does not guarantee survival of any kind. Oh, complete commitment to the study of Torah, to teaching it to our children, to the fulfillment of what God wants us to do, has this miracle kept us alive forever. So I think one of the most important things that we can do is we can make a dedication that we should grow in Torah so that our Jewish survival, our home, our kids should have a flourishing Jewish life. And as we constantly pray three times a day, that we should pray that this should be our last. We shouldn't even have the Tisha B'Av. We should be, the temple should be rebuilt, and we should all return to Israel, to our homeland, where through that we'll be able to serve God with the third Beit HaMikdash, the third holy temple, which it says that the third holy temple is going to be created. It is being built by God with every mitzvah, every commandment that we do. God puts the brick on the third temple that's going to come. Because the two previous temples were built by man. They were destroyed. The third temple is built by God, which will never, ever be destroyed. And so therefore, that's what we pray for every day. And hopefully that through this, that Tisha B'Av, that God should hear our prayers, send Mashiach, and we should all be united in the land of Israel with peace and harmony.
With God's willing.
Yes, God willing.
And so on Tisha B'Av, you have five tortures, you call it. You cannot eat or drink.
We don't eat, we don't drink,
we don't
wear leather shoes.
Yeah.
We don't, and basically, you know, we don't, we sit on low chairs, we're in a sense of mourning.
Yeah, you can't take a shower.
Correct.
I know that in Israel you couldn't go swimming, you couldn't go to in Israel, for example, in this time of the year, it's the best waves to surf. And
right.
I remember my grandmother always told me, don't go on Tisha B'Av, don't go in the water.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So definitely that's what it is. But, you know, and hopefully this will, this is our time that we will get out of this sorrow and we'll have the third Beit HaMikdash and, everything will be good from then on, God willing.
Yeah. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you for your time and knowledge.
Thank you, and we should have we should wish everyone an easy fast, and we should only have happiness and no more sorrow, and God willing, looking forward to talk next week.
Yeah, God willing, next week. Thank you again.
Be well, have a good Shabbat Shalom.
Same to you.